Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, this is great. There is an example of a tactic, a legal tactic, and a public relations tactic called sucking out the poison coming out of Nebraska. I'll explain. Nebraska has an inconsequential Republican congressman. He represents Lincoln, I think, which, I mean, of all places, but at Lincoln, Nebraska. His name is Jeff Fortenberry. Jeff Fortenberry, Republican congressman from Alaska. No good. Of course, he's no good. He put out a statement just now. He said that Congress, quote, in the third, Congressman Fortenberry expects to be indicted for lying to the FBI regarding contributions funneled to him by a Nigerian billionaire. I'm not kidding. This is a congressman. I'll explain what's going on here. What congressman, right-wing, bad congressman, Republican, ever puts out a statement that goes like this? Seriously, quote, Congressman Fortenberry expects to be, this is like he's boasting that he got the 4th of July award or something. Congressman Fortenberry, there's a quote, expects to be indicted for lying to the FBI regarding contributions funneled to him by a Nigerian billionaire. Now, let's sit back here for a second. What's going on here? You go, first of all, how many billionaires are there in Nigeria? Well, the ones that are in charge of the government, remember the various Islamic insurgents have swept down through Nigeria. And they still control a lot of the country, a lot of murders going on there, largely of Christian animist people who are still around. This has got to be stopped. But there are at least one billionaire, apparently, unless Fortenberry's out of his mind. And he is alleged, he says he's going to be indicted by a grand jury for lying to the FBI about contributions from this character. Why would he do that? Well, I mean, why would he put that out? There is a tactic called sucking out the poison, and it's common in law, and it's common in public relations. And that is that if there's bad news on you, you better get it out first. You better get it out public or to the judge or whatever. Don't hide it. And then if you want to explain it, control it, dominate it, and say, well, I have nothing to worry about this. I went ahead and disclosed it. An example in cross-examination in a trial, if you have a client on the stand who has a felony conviction, but otherwise he has some good testimony, you don't just go quiet about that and let the other side go, you're a felon, aren't you? Guy hangs his head and say, yeah, and the jury folds their arms and that's it. No. The way you handle it is you go through it, get some testimony.
Greetings, everyone. This is Nate Tim inviting you to my show, Lay of the Land, about life and politics.
When you were 17, you had a little trouble with the law, didn't you? Yes, I did. In fact, you were caught driving a car. It turned out that you didn't own the car. And you spent a little time in juvenile detention, didn't you? Yes, I did. Okay, thank you. That gets out. You don't just say, not just juvenile detention, in prison. You get it out so it looks like you're not scared of it. And public relations, the same thing. If you're about to be indicted, boast about it. Go, hey, I expect to be indicted for lying to the FBI for contributions funneled to me by a Nigerian billionaire. How crazy is that? We're going to beat it. Get it out. Instead of everybody's having their eggs and bacon out there in Lincoln, Nebraska, they pick up the paper, headline, Fortenberry indicted for contributions from a Nigerian billionaire. Now, this guy's bad news. What's happened is, of course, he did it. Apparently, according to the backstory, there was this Nigerian billionaire who was originally from Lebanon, and somehow he escaped to Nigeria. Managed to bring some of his money, quite a bit of it apparently, with him. Between 2012 and 2016, he funneled money to Fortenberry and others. I want to see the others go down too. All of the others. All of them. Fortenberry then goes, Biden's doing this. I'm not kidding. Biden is doing this to get me. Hey, Biden was not president from 2012 to 2016. Obama was, and in 2016, Trump got elected. And this particular indictment has been perking in the Justice Department throughout Trump's time, throughout Sessions' time, Crooked William Barr's time, not Biden's time. Okay? So this is pathetic. These guys are pathetic. They get the sucking out the poison defense by sort of boasting, hey, I'm about to be indicted for lying to the FBI about illegal contributions from Nigerian billionaire. We bad. Okay, I get it. It was Biden. We're going to get him. Biden's the problem. Really tired of this. Fortunately, these funnelings of contributions from this crook, two crooks, some members of Congress apparently, occurred between 2012 and 2016. And Fortenberry, what he's really doing, expect him to resign in a plea bargain, just like the guy Duncan Hunter out in California. Expect him to resign and expect him to plea bargain, rat on somebody else, certainly rat on the billionaire, probably rat on some other Republicans, and then be given house arrest, 6 months Huber, where he can give civic speeches to high schools. Maybe they won't let them do that anymore. They used to let them do that. And then he will not be in the hoosegow. He will not be in a jail cell with Bruno and Wally abusing him for 5 years. And he'll get out and he'll get a job as a lobbyist. That's it. That is the sum extent of the contribution of Jeff Fortenberry, Republican congressman from Nebraska, doing Nebraska proud. Doing Nebraska proud. I'll tell you, they actually have a senator out there, Ben Sasse. Now, Ben Sasse is a Republican. I don't agree with Ben Sasse on much. But Ben Sasse is one of the few senators, Republican, young guy, who stands up to Trump. Trump will say something, Trump will do something, and Ben Sasse will say, and he has said, hey, look, we're not a party of one dude, a cult of one dude. Okay, he's one guy. That's it, let's get on with it. When that happened, Trump attacked him. And the Nebraska Republican Party got together to decide whether to censure Ben Sasse. Now, in other states, they've done that. Liz Cheney, one of the giants of the Congress for standing up to the insurrection, standing up to Trump, standing up to the attack on our democracy, a giant, Liz Cheney got censured. And frankly, they've censured other people, including Republican governors around the states who certified the election, said they're not going to throw it to Trump when Biden won in Arizona and Georgia and elsewhere. But they did not censure Ben Sasse in the state Republican Party. Because he got up, he said, look, you know me, I'm an honest man. I'm a Republican, I'm conservative, blah, 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 whatever mangled economics the guy has to be a Republican. But we're not going to cave to single dudes. So Nebraska has some good. There is such a thing in the Republican Party anymore. No, but there actually is. But they have Jeff Fortenberry, who now has put out a press release announcing that he's going to be indicted for lying to the FBI regarding a crooked contribution to him from a Nigerian billionaire. We go into a break. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.